We now have time, and hopefully we will be able to be out of here by like 11 to give us some time to get ready for the board meeting. We have time for committee reports. I will recognize any committee chair who would like to give a committee report. Do we have any? I think Gene is mulling it over. Huh? Gene, if you want to give a convention committee report, yes.
Okay. We will be having our convention in 2016, April 6th to the 10th. It is going to be at the Vias Casino.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. V-I-E-V-A-J-A-S. It's a V-I-E-J-A-S Casino Resort in Alpine, California, which is 39 miles outside of San Diego, downtown San Diego. The rates will be all-inclusive $99. We have negotiated with the resort that transportation, which normally is $160 round trip, will be $150 round trip. It's $50 round trip.
Instead of 160.
I said 160 is what it normally is, and we negotiated round, and that's a round trip normally, and we negotiated $150 round trip.
$50.
I just said 50. Well, yeah. Yes, it's accessible by San Diego Paratransit, and I also been told that it can be done with traditional fixed route transportation. And now, there is something that really need to make clear to everyone. As you know, every casino has a lot of attractions in addition to the gambling. And that is a lot of the different eating options that are there. There will be seven restaurants, and there's rates as low as some meals and some of the inexpensive, like could be anywhere from $7 to $10, up to the steakhouse, which could be close to $100 per meal. Now, that's going to be a challenge for us to meet our food and beverage minimum of $15,000 all-inclusive, which is the plated meals we have. The plated meals, the $15,000, which is $15,000 minimum food and beverage all-inclusive, and meeting our minimum room nights, which is 240 room nights. That allows us then to have the breakout facilities, the ballroom and other smaller rooms, that allows us to get those at no charge. If we don't meet the minimum of food and beverage or the room nights, then we have to dig into the reserves. And that's what somewhat Peter was talking about earlier, some of the earlier conventions. Deficits in the last few years that we've had the drain because we weren't able to meet that. So I'm just bringing it up to let you know that, as you know, it will be really good for people to try to support the plated, the luncheons, the dinner, the president's dinner, the banquet, to get support so that overall, we can have a conference and convention that's operating in the positive rather than the negative. Also adjacent, for those who want to know what else is there adjacent to it, is what my understanding is, the tribe operates a factory outlet there, mall there, right there. So, and that you just go out a side door of the casino, across the intersection, which is just a mid-block crossing, and you're in the mall. And they also have people who don't want to do that walk, they can pick you up at the front door and have a shuttle to take you right to the entrance of the mall. So they're really interested in getting your money. They are very, very good people. We've had a positive experience. Now, the thing is, some of this we did not see when we checked it out, the facility fully, some of it's under construction, which it was supposed to have been completed this week. And we have in our contract the option, which we are going to take, is that a limited number of us will be going down there before December 15th to take a look at the new facilities to confirm that it will meet our needs. And if we can show that it doesn't, we can cancel the contract with no financial penalty. So to let you know that that's what's happening. And I guess the last thing is we will be returning to this hotel in April of 2017. And so there'll be an evaluation done on how this conference and convention went, and we'll be interested in getting that, as well as any comments you have about the hotel. So thank you very much.
Okay, we can take a question or two.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm kind of concerned for the people that don't fly, like those of us who live in the Riverside, San Bernardino area, and how we're going to be able to get to that location.
Okay. Good question, and thank you for reminding me about that. The transportation from the casino to San Diego, it will not only serve the airport, it will serve Amtrak and Greyhound Depot in downtown there. So that though, so it's getting to the downtown San Diego, and then the casino transportation will get you out there and back. For the same price, yes. I recognize the gentleman.
That means we're having 15, 16, and 17 in Southern California. Is that correct?
Yes, and
boo.
As you may recall, we've had this discussion, and it's unfortunately, we could not find a place in Northern California where it was a desire that we could find any rate under $130 plus tax and everything. All the hotels in Sacramento declined to give us any bid proposals. Even the Hilton declined to send us anything. Conference director will work through the negotiations, contacted all those hotels, including the, as people ask about the Capital Crown Plaza, and they repeatedly declined to submit anything to us. We looked at Redding, Stockton, Modesto, and Fresno, as well as the San Francisco Bay Area on both sides of the bay. And we and down into Santa Clara. The outlining areas like Redding, Stockton, and Modesto, the killer was the cost of transportation, anywhere like $700 from Southern California to Redding. airfare. Train transportation was pretty expensive, as remarkable as that is, that imagine it could be, but it was unaffordable. We looked at the Radisson Hotel in Fresno, declined to give us a bid. We did get one from a hotel, the Holiday Inn Airport there, and the food and beverage minimum was something that we couldn't afford. I think it was like $20,000 plus. We did get a bid for Yes. And transportation was a big factor. I think it was 39 miles away from the airport, Fresno Airport, and about 15 miles from Amtrak and Greyhound. So we looked at that. So then we looked at Southern California as a fallback. And again, we ran into the challenge, again, of finding places that were not within our what we could afford. Yes, Mitch.
Hold on. I'm coming. Hold on.
I'm just wrapping this up, Mitch. The last comment was the casino was the only place in California at this time that we could negotiate something. We have a contract for 2016 and 17. We have nothing for 2018 in the new leadership and conference and convention chair and the convention committee will have this to face what to do for 2018 in the future. And I just gave a long answer because I knew there's a lot of questions like, why did we do this? And that's the reason. Okay.
One more question and then we need to...
Mr. President, I want to make a suggestion that I think will help everyone here in this room and beyond. I got to deal with this for 6 years as ACB president. I'm secondhand aware of what the board has gone through the past 2 or 3 years because of Donna and her involvement. The hotel industry has changed over the last 5 years. And I think what really needs to happen is we need to educate our membership. I think people don't necessarily understand what we mean when we talk about food and beverage minimums. I mean, in a nutshell, folks, what it means is if you don't go to enough meal functions to where you spend $15,000 minimum, the hotel charges us. This is a business... Hotels are in business to make money. They're not a charity. They don't believe in kumbaya. All they care about is making money. And what I'm proposing to you, Gene, to Jeff, is that an article be prepared in the BC kind of outlining what is involved in putting a convention together from the standpoint of getting a hotel, because it ain't easy and it ain't simple, and for most of us it's beyond our understanding unless we're involved with it. I think that if we put something like that out, I think people will have a better understanding of why we're going to Southern California for 3 years in a row, why it is so difficult to get room rates under $100, why this hotel isn't working for us. So that's my proposal.
Okay, actually, we need to move on in case there are other committee reports. No, I already said that would be the last one, and I want to go on. If there are no other committee reports, I'll give you a chance to comment. No. Are there other committee? Let me get the mic back.
Okay, sorry.
Which one?
I'll use jeans. I like it better. Okay. Are there other committee chairs that would like to? Okay. You are recognized.
I'm not the committee chair, but I am making this on behalf of the committee chair for the Goal 3 strategic plan. Linda was unable to attend today. She was here for other parts of the convention, and she wanted to have her report presented on her behalf. She first wanted to acknowledge the members of the Goal 3 committee, strategic plan committee, who are Christy Crespin, Lena Bandy, David Jackson, Paul Patchett Jr., and myself, and she is the chair. We initially met on a monthly basis during the spring. However, we have not been able to meet during the summer due to various circumstances. We had three proposals to achieve the goal of the Goal 3 committee. The objective of the Goal 3 committee is to increase membership and to strengthen local chapters. To that end, there were three initiatives. First, Christy Crespin prepared a survey to be presented to the members of CCB regarding transportation difficulties to attend local chapter meetings. That survey has not been sent to the members, but hopefully it will be. Secondly, there was a proposal to have a diabetics affiliate constituted. And David Jackson, in that regard, went to the Veterans Administration Hospital in the Bay Area and made inquiries as to the whether the veterans would like to become part of CCB, and also surveyed the members, the veterans in that facility. I prepared a short article for the CCB listserv and had only one response. Hopefully we can follow that up, because I think that there is a great number of diabetics in California who are part of CCB who would benefit from such an affiliate. The third initiative was to have a new membership or a membership pamphlet prepared, which would supplement the present one that would explain to prospective members and the blind community what CCB is all about. That was referred to the Publications Committee, and presently Linda is seeking assistance from the Membership Committee and another committee for the preparation of that pamphlet. Linda wants to, requested that perhaps the board reconsider the objective and reconstitute the committee so that there'll be, you know, more work done on the Goal 3 strategic plan objectives. There is a, the Goal 3 is set forth, and I think it's on the website, and you can look at it, and she did set it out, but I'm not going to present it at this time because it's kind of long. Okay, that's her report.
Thank you, Charles. Two questions. Any questions? We'll have time for two like we did with Jean. Okay, thank you. Any other committee? Are you committee chairs? Okay, I heard, I don't know who I heard first. I heard Pam second. I heard Abby first, Pam second, and then Frank third.
Okay. This is basically, I'm wearing two hats. First off, our exhibits. I heard from our exhibitors, they said this was the finest exhibit that they've had. They said it was kind of small, but it still was one of the best that they have had in years. So we can thank all the people for coming and visiting them. Now the second one is a little sad one. It seems I'm the only one of the devotional committee that's been showing up, which probably makes me the chair now. I need a new committee. People who are interested, please contact me at my home phone number, which is 818-399-6741, so that we can set up a devotional, a decent one.
Thank you, Abby. We will definitely have to work on that, and you can contact me as well, and we will have that committee reorganized before the next convention. And yeah, I heard the same thing from exhibitors, which shows not only how well all of you did in visiting them, but how well Peter and Abby are doing in terms of organizing the exhibit area. Okay, Pam.
Thank you. I just wanted to speak on in reference to the credentials committee, and if there's time at the end of the committee reports, I'd like to request one more time to speak, because I wanted to piggyback on Mitch's comment about conventions if I have time. So anyway, my report on the credentials is that I wanted to thank everyone, many, many persons who had sent in their credentials and all their information, and then there were changes. And due to Ed's advocacy, they contacted me, a lot of them, before the convention so that I could make those changes and not take up everyone's time during the credential meeting to do that. So I'd really urge you guys to continue that wonderful pattern that you're developing, and let me know whenever there's changes. And of course, during the credentials meeting, you're certainly welcome, and I need to know. But the sooner the better. And also, my committee, like Abby, my committee has dwindled. And, the one person that was on my committee didn't even show up for credentials. So until the very end. And what I'd like to encourage you is, if you're interested in finding out what credentials is all about, what we need to do, I'm willing to keep it as long as you'll have me, but if something happens to me, I don't want, someone needs to be mentored, and I just would encourage anyone who wants you to contact Jeff and let him know, because I'd welcome anyone. And I want to thank Ed again for all his help in getting everything brailled for me so that I could bring up the report here to give to you. And my assistant who cited, who helped me as well, because the Phoenix embosser was not able to be deciphered in some ways. But also for nominating, I want to thank Mitch for being my coach. You know, as everybody knows, I'm a bit of a slow learner, and so he was willing to put up with me. He even came a day early to do it. And Peter for being the person who was keeping track and counting the vote. So I appreciate everybody's help. Thank you so very much.
And I just want to say, you know, Donna said, you know, you really gotta have Pampology to continue as your committee chair. She's really excellent. Well, you know what? Donna, as frequently she is, was right again, because Pam has done just an outstanding job. And, oh man, I'm telling you, Pam has really been there to give me some guidance back and forth, and it's been great. Thank you, Pam. Yes. Okay, but where Frank is the next committee chair. We'll get to general items after committee chairs.
Yesterday, the fundraising committee had a very constructive discussion, and we came out of there with a number of plans for tasks that we will take on to move our fundraising activities forward, particularly in the area of being a stronger support for local chapter fundraisers. We'd like your cooperation in that working with you and your chapters on fundraisers, and you can do that. Those of you who are chapter presidents, please let me know who your fundraising chair is. And in case you're thinking you can ignore this, remember, if I don't hear from you, as far as I'm concerned, you're the fundraising chair. So it's in your interest to have one.
Thank you. Any other committee chairs? Artists? Okay, go ahead.
As membership chair, I'd like to encourage anyone that would be interested in serving on the membership committee to let Jeff know, because a couple of our committee members have expressed that they aren't any longer interested. So please let Jeff know if you would be.
Thank you. By the way, I know Mitch would say this if he were wanting to. We have a new Government Affairs Committee member as of yesterday from Bakersfield, Chris Hendrick. So I thought I'd throw that out there. Okay, so any other committee chairs wish to speak? All right, hearing none,